first day of spring. Hallelujah. And it's also the first birthday for the Cancer Council's op shop over in East Devonport called Clothes for Cancer. Sarah Hurst from Cancer Council TAS, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
You've become a regular part of the team, hey?
Oh, yes, I have. I feel like I pop in every week. It's great.
Well, you've got lots to promote, and that's good. Lots of fundraising going on for the Cancer Council. Before we get to the op shop, so you had Daffodil Day last week. How'd you go?
Yeah, absolutely. So Friday across the coast and the northwest was epic. There was over 20 stalls between Elizabethtown and Smithton, and of course down in Queenstown as well. And we've had some great reports in from 60 plus volunteers that were helping us out. Most of our stalls sold out of daffodils, which is great.
Yep.
That's great fundraising for us, and lots of other little bits and pieces sold. So stay tuned for a final number. We're in the calculations phase at the moment. You can still donate online if you didn't get there on Friday at daffodilday.com.au.
Awesome. All right. So the op shop. Now I'm a bit of a fan of op shops. I love going in looking for a bargain. You never know what you'll find. So Clothes for Cancer over in East Devonport, that's in Murray Street.
Yes.
So it's 1 year today.
1 year today. So first birthday. So it's a big first birthday. It's our first op shop in Tasmania for Cancer Council. And it's going really well. We've got over 15 volunteers that are there regularly and two staff members, Jenny and Narelle. And they do a fantastic job. They're really, really proud. And it's a gorgeous shop. It's lovely. It's welcoming. And there's always bargains to be had.
It is a good shop. I've been there. It's very nice. And so big bargains today with the first birthday. So 10 till 4 it's open, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 till 4 weekdays and 10 till 1 on Saturdays. So today being the big first birthday, there'll be a bit more celebration in the atmosphere. And we're swinging the doors open at 10 o'clock this morning and really hoping to invite lots of people in. Obviously still calling for donations. We always love to see things come in from the community. And it's always nice to see things change hand and go to a new home.
Yeah, well, with spring today, you can go in and find some spring and summer clothes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or stock up for winter next year.
Yeah, overhaul the wardrobe or, yeah, stock up as you start to pull the winter coats back down and bring out some shorts maybe.
And here's a tip for parents with boys in particular who are having like end of year school formals and things like that. Rather than maybe going and paying $700 for a suit, you can go over and find a really high quality label brand suit that's just, you know, someone's grown out of it and donated it. I've seen suits like top quality, really well made high quality suits for kids. For sale for like, you know, $20.
Yeah, and gorgeous outfits for the girls as well. There's some beautiful dresses over there to be had. Of course, there's lots of jewellery and toys and books, and all sorts of bits and pieces to be had.
Yeah.
Something for everyone.
And like blankets and things like that as well.
Yeah, exactly. We aren't quite big enough for furniture, but we have pretty much everything else. Apart from the kitchen sink.
Now, this is the first Clothes for Cancer shop in Tassie. Does it look like going, you know, looking at more of them or?
Oh, well, Clothes for Cancer in Devonport is going really well. We're hopeful that one day we'll get to a stage where we can open a second op shop somewhere in Tassie. At this stage, Clothes for Cancer is doing a really great job fundraising for support and prevention services on the northwest coast. So we're hopeful that we can extend that to other areas of Tassie soon.
Yeah, right. And a shout out to the volunteers over at that shop. So it's 15 Murray Street?
Yeah, 15 to 27 Murray Street. So just round the corner from where you get off the Spirit.
Mm. And it's open from 10 till 4 with a heap of bargains today and every day, but especially today because it's the first birthday. Any other Cancer Council news you want to share while you're here?
Oh, there's always things happening. We've actually got the Women's 5K happening in Launceston on the 12th of September. And you can actually participate virtually. You don't have to go all the way over to Launceston and don your pink outfit. Mm. You can actually do that from anywhere. So womens5k.org.au. So this is our Women's Cancer Focused fundraiser. And that's hashtag do it for her. We're all getting out in pink. There'll be a few locations around the northwest that you can actually join some others that are virtually participating as well, and jump online to register. But otherwise, if you're travelling over to Launceston, you can participate in the physical event as well.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.